This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the empathy bridge to stay in patient hearing mode without losing your position. Stay open, stay grounded, and hold your position when it matters most. In short, staying in patient hearing mode while holding your position is not a contradiction. It is a skill with a method. The empathy bridge lets you acknowledge what someone feels without agreeing with what they say. Patient hearing is a deliberate phase, not an indefinite posture. You listen first, then you speak. Knowing when to cross the bridge is as important as knowing how to build it. Definition: the empathy bridge technique is a structured communication method in which you acknowledge the other person's emotional state or perspective before delivering your own message or position. It de-escalates tension, lowers defensiveness, and creates the conditions for genuine dialogue in difficult conversations. I watched a manager lose a talented team member over a conversation that lasted 9 minutes. She had her argument prepared. She had her evidence in order. What she did not have was patience. The moment her team member started to explain why he disagreed, she moved in to correct him. He stopped talking. He nodded slowly. He resigned 3 weeks later. She never knew that a different sequence of words, in a different order, would have changed everything. That sequence begins with the empathy bridge technique, and it is what this article teaches you to use. Patient hearing is not silence. It is not nodding and waiting for your turn to speak. It is an active, disciplined practice of staying genuinely present with another person's experience while keeping your own position intact. Most people find this very hard to do, especially when the other person is upset, wrong, or difficult. But hard is not the same as impossible. And a clear method makes it learnable. Why staying in patient hearing mode feels impossible under pressure. Here is the truth of it: your body is working against you. When someone raises their voice, speaks over you, or challenges something you believe in, your nervous system reads it as a threat. This is what I describe as the amygdala hijack in Say It Right Every Time. Your brain floods with cortisol, your attention narrows, and the urge to defend yourself or withdraw takes hold in seconds. Patient hearing requires exactly the opposite response. It asks you to stay open while your instinct is to close. It asks you to absorb information while your brain is busy preparing a rebuttal. That is a significant ask, and failing at it does not mean you are a poor communicator. It means you're human, and you have not yet found the right structure to interrupt that reactive cycle. The empathy bridge, as outlined in Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, is that structure. It works not because it changes how you feel in the moment, but because it gives you something specific to do before you react. And specific action, done in the right sequence, is the only thing reliable enough to override instinct under pressure. What has to be in place before you begin? Two things must be true before you can use this method well. Without them, you will not stay in patient hearing mode. You will simply appear to stay in it, and the other person will sense the difference. First, you need to know your position before the conversation starts. Patient hearing is not possible if you are unclear about what you think, what you want, or where you will hold firm. Without that clarity, you will either drift toward the other person's view without meaning to, or you will overcorrect and become rigid. I call this preparing your core message in the core framework: one clear sentence that states the issue and the outcome you're seeking. Write it down if you need to. Carry it in your head when you walk in. Second, you need to make a genuine decision to listen before you speak. Not a polite decision, a real one. If you enter the conversation already composing your response, you're not in patient hearing mode, no matter how attentive you look. The decision to listen first is an internal commitment, not a technique. The technique follows from it. If you want to build the psychological safety that makes this kind of honest exchange possible in the first place, the approach I describe in How Psychological Safety Enables Honest Communication gives you a strong foundation to work from. The six-step method for using the empathy bridge in patient hearing mode. This is the sequence. Work through it in order. Each step is specific, not approximate. Number one, use the 3-second pause before you do anything else. When the other person finishes speaking, or when you feel the urge to interrupt, stop for 3 full seconds. This is the micro-intervention I teach as the 3-second pause. It is not a dramatic pause. It is not visible to the other person. It is 3 seconds of holding yourself still long enough for your rational thinking to re-engage. It breaks the reactive cycle before it starts. Number two, observe their emotional state, not just their words. While they are speaking, watch what their body is doing. Are they leaning forward, arms tight, voice climbing? Or are they pulling back, speaking quietly, choosing careful words? Their emotional state tells you what kind of listening they need. A person who's angry needs to feel heard before they can absorb anything you say. A person who's withdrawn needs to feel safe before they will say what they actually mean. Read the room, not just the argument. Number 3. Name what you observe out loud and without judgment. This is where the empathy bridge begins. Before you respond to the content of what they said, you acknowledge what you noticed about how they said it. You are not diagnosing their emotion or telling them what they feel. You are naming what you observed. A script that works in most professional settings. I can see this matters a great deal to you, and I want to make sure I understand where you're coming from before I say anything else. In a heart tension moment, this is clearly a sensitive topic. I can see you're frustrated. Let's take a breath. My intention is not to upset you. Both of these come directly from the scripts in Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time. They work because they signal respect before content, which is what lowers the other person's defences. Number 4. Reflect back what they said in your own words and confirm you heard it correctly. Paraphrasing is not agreement. It is proof of presence. After you have named their emotional state, summarise the point they made using your own language and then ask them to confirm you have it right. The script I use for this is simple. So what you're saying is summary of their point. Do I have that right? This step matters more than most people expect. When someone hears their own argument reflected back clearly and accurately, something shifts. The tension in their shoulders drops a degree. Their voice softens. They stop fighting to be understood because they already are understood. And that is when genuine conversation becomes possible. To see how this kind of reflection builds trust over time in teams, the piece on how empathy bridges in team communication create lasting synergy covers the long-term picture well. Number 5. Hold a full beat of silence before you respond with your own position. Not 3 seconds this time. A proper beat. A moment in which it is clear you are thinking, not reloading. This is where patient hearing is most visible, and also where most people rush. They confirm that they understood, and then immediately pivot to their counter-argument, which signals to the other person that the listening was a technique, not a genuine act. Give the silence room. Let it mean something. Number 6. State your position with respectful directness, using I statements. Now, and only now, you speak your own mind, not by attacking their position, not by dismissing what they said. By stating your own view clearly, in your own name, without apology, the structure is: what I see is your core message. The reason it matters to me is your why. What I'm hoping we can agree on is your desired outcome. This is a statement language. It is direct without being aggressive, and it keeps the conversation on the level of problem solving rather than personal attack. For difficult conversations in team contexts where a specific conflict is blocking progress, how to de-escalate team conflict without destroying synergy, and how to start a difficult conversation that is blocking your team's synergy both offer additional frameworks built on the same approach. How this works differently in remote or written conversations. Patient hearing over video calls, messaging platforms, and email requires deliberate adjustment. The nonverbal cues you rely on in person, the shift in posture, the change in eye contact, the drop in vocal tension, are compressed or absent entirely. You are reading less, and the other person is receiving less. That creates a margin for error that does not exist in a room. In remote conversations, the pause in step 1 becomes even more important. Silence on a video call is often read as a technical problem or disengagement. So name it. I'm taking a moment to think about what you said. Say it plainly. This keeps the silence from being misread while still giving you the reset you need. Reflecting back in writing requires more precision than in speech. When you paraphrase in text, you lose tone, and a slightly wrong paraphrase reads colder than it sounds. Write the reflection in full sentences, not bullet points, and end with a direct invitation. Does this capture what you meant, or have I missed something? On remote teams, where feedback is frequent and the dynamics are complex, the guidance in how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it offers a useful companion to this method. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. where patient hearing breaks down. I have made most of these mistakes myself, and I have watched skilled communicators make all of them. Each one has a correction. The mistake: listening patiently until the other person says something factually wrong, then breaking in to correct them before they finish. Why it happens: we prioritize accuracy over connection in the moment when the other person needs connection most. What to do instead? Let them finish. Take your 3-second pause. Then say, I want to come back to one part of that, because I think we may be working from different information. Address the factual issue after you have acknowledged the whole of what they said. The mistake: paraphrasing with a slight reframe that shifts the meaning toward your own position. Why it happens: we hear arguments through the filter of our own view, and our summary reflects that filter without our realizing it. What to do instead? Before you summarize, ask yourself, if they heard this back, would they say yes, that is exactly right? If the answer is uncertain, soften the language and invite correction more explicitly. The mistake: staying in patient hearing mode past the point where it is useful, never crossing the bridge to state your own position. Why it happens: staying in listening mode feels safe. It delays the discomfort of conflict. What to do instead? Watch for the signal that they feel heard, a shift in tone, a softening of posture, a drop in volume. When you see it, move. Patient hearing is a phase, not a permanent stance, and the conversation needs both sides to be complete. The connection you build through listening is also what makes the feedback land when you're ready to give it, as the article on how to use the empathy bridge before delivering critical feedback makes clear. The mistake: using the empathy bridge as a technique without actually listening. Why it happens: scripts and methods can become mechanical when we learn them too quickly and practice them too little. What to do instead? Before you use any of the language in this article, genuinely ask yourself what you actually observed about the other person. If you cannot answer that question, you are not in patient hearing mode yet. Return to step 2. Your patient hearing field checklist. Keep this close. Use it to prepare before a hard conversation, and to reset during one if you feel yourself slipping out of listening mode and into defense mode. Before the conversation. Number 1. Write your core message in one sentence. What is the issue, and what outcome are you seeking? Number 2. Commit, genuinely, to listening before you speak. Number 3. Remind yourself acknowledging their feelings is not agreeing with their argument. During the conversation. Number 1. Take the 3-second pause before every response. Number 2. Name what you observe in their emotional state before responding to their content. Number 3. Paraphrase what they said and confirm you have it right. Number 4. Hold a full beat of silence before stating your own position. Number 5. Use I statements. What I see is the reason it matters to me, is what I'm hoping for is. If you feel yourself losing patience. Number 1. Slow your breathing. This is not metaphor. It is physiology. A slower breath interrupts the amygdala's escalation response. Number 2. Say, let me make sure I'm understanding you correctly. This buys you time and signals continued patience, even when you are working hard to hold it. If the conversation is becoming unproductive. Number 1. Use the postpone option. I think we are both too close to this right now. Can we agree to talk about it again tomorrow at a specific time? This is not avoidance. It is responsible management of a conversation that has exceeded its productive window. For a deeper look at how to build the conditions where this kind of exchange becomes the norm rather than the exception, what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy is worth your time. The conversation that waits on the other side. I have spent decades in rooms where people talked at each other and called it communication. I have also been in rooms where the air changed, where someone chose to listen first, and everything that followed became possible because of that single decision. Patient hearing is not a soft skill. It takes more courage to hold yourself open under pressure than it does to fire back. The empathy bridge gives you a method for doing exactly that, step by step, conversation by conversation. You build the bridge by acknowledging what you see. You cross it by speaking clearly. You hold your ground by knowing what you came to say. Practice the empathy bridge technique enough, and you will stop needing to think about the steps. You will simply do them, because they will have become the person you're in a hard conversation, and that is the kind of strength that earns real respect. Frequently asked questions. What is the empathy bridge technique? The empathy bridge technique is a method of acknowledging the other person's feelings or situation before delivering your own position or message. It lowers their defenses, invites collaboration, and allows you to remain in genuine listening mode without abandoning your own ground. How do you use the empathy bridge in a difficult conversation? Name what you observe or sense in the other person, reflect it back without judgment, and only then state your own position. The sequence is acknowledge first, speak second. This order matters because it signals respect before content, which is what makes the other person receptive. Can you use the empathy bridge technique without losing your position? Yes, and that is its core purpose. Acknowledge in someone's feelings is not agreement with their argument. You can say, "I hear how frustrated you are," and still hold your ground clearly. The bridge is about connection, not concession. How is patient hearing different from just staying quiet? Patient hearing is active, not passive. You are tracking the other person's words, watching their state, and choosing your response carefully. Staying quiet is an absence of speech. Patient hearing is a disciplined presence that keeps you grounded while the other person processes. What makes the empathy bridge technique hard to hold under pressure? When someone pushes back hard or raises their voice, your nervous system reads it as a threat. The amygdala fires, rational thinking narrows, and the urge to defend or withdraw takes over. The empathy bridge gives you structure to interrupt the reactive cycle before it carries you away. When should you stop using patient hearing and state your position? Once the other person has felt genuinely heard, which you will recognize by a shift in their tone or posture, you move from listening to speaking. Patient hearing is not indefinite. It is a deliberate phase that creates the conditions for your message to land. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.